So I want to talk about two things in one audio. I like to do that because I just run out of time nowadays for some reason. Number one thing is they're all working together, even if they don't know it. And number two, if you're being persecuted, lied about, whatever, attacked, trolled, whatever, you're not alone. They did it to Jesus, so they'll do it to you. See, the devil's trying to put a false identity onto you. That's not you. The devil's trying to write your script. He's trying to do mind control to try to get you to follow his script, which you know you're not going to. But he's the devil. He's an idiot. The devil's a snake, but you see through the snake because the Bible says, "Be wise as serpents, but as gentle as doves." You know the snakes when they show up. You know who they are. If you think, "Oh, that's a snake," they're probably a snake. To be honest with you. They're all in it together. And the reason I say they're all in it together and they don't know it is because it's the hive mind. It's just like the Borg. It is the Borg. It's the flesh mind. They're dead. It's just like the Borg. They're in a cube, a 666 flesh mind cube. They're all tied together. There's a queen bee, namely the old Eve. The queen bee is the old Eve, the old flesh mind. And so that Borg hive queen bee mind is just like a bunch of ants. You know, you can actually have ants crawl on your counter and you can just every day smash them, wipe them up, kill them. But they just keep coming. They sacrifice themselves for the queen. They just keep on following the same path. Because it's a Borg. They know that maybe 99 or 90% of them will die, but that 10% gets to take the food back to the hive, you know. Instead of going somewhere else getting food, they're just stuck in that little groove they can't get out of. It's a stronghold. They can't escape the stronghold, you know. If you really want to get rid of ants, put some food. They're going to this one location. Lead them out to some food outside. They'll just leave it there and they'll forget, probably. I don't know. But usually if you have ants, you got a leak somewhere, a little water leak. Long story short, they're all working together. And they're all working together to attack Christ in you. Christ in you, the Holy Spirit, Jesus in you. Is the servant greater than the master? No. If they attack Jesus, if they defame Jesus, if they lied about Jesus, if they made stuff up, if they said weird stuff that's, you know, is a flat out lie, the only people they really hurt are the people who believe it. So, see, why are they attacking Jesus? And why they're attacking you if you're saved? Why? Why are they making stuff up about you that's not real? Why are they trying to paint a picture that's not even real? Why would they do that? And, you know, I guess I had to go through some of it myself to see how they did it with people like Alex Jones, David Icke. I don't necessarily agree with everything they say, but I see what they're doing. They're trying to make them look crazy. The media, the news, you know that. Anybody who's a conspiracy theorist, they try to make them look crazy. They try to defame them. They try to make stuff up. And the Bible says there's a conspiracy in the land. And if there was a conspiracy in the land back then, it's one now. There's nothing new. Paul said the Jews in that day were trying to keep you from hearing the gospel. And they were heaping up judgment on them. Now God chose the nation Israel. But when anybody rejects Jesus, especially the nation. What did God do when nation of Israel rejected Jesus? He went to the Gentiles. Why would he do that? To make them jealous. The Bible says it. So you that are a Gentile and got saved, don't boast, because God is going back to the Jews. He will go back to the Jews after the church age. When the church, the rapture of the church takes off, then God's going back to the Jews. You're going to have the two witnesses, the 144,000. God right now is going to the Gentiles. And you can see it starting to dissipate, because the truth is watered down. The truth is persecuted. The truth is shut down. You see what YouTube's doing. You see what Facebook, you see what all the big social media things are, giants are doing. They're censoring you. If you speak the truth, they have got a way to censor you, to shut down your view count, to shut down the truth. And if you figured out a way to get hits without them, then they're going to try to get your subscribers or followers or friends or whatever to believe a lie that's not even real, just so they don't listen to you. Now, a lot of them are fake believers. They're brethren. They're false brethren. And they come in to spy out your liberty, right? They come in to spy out your liberty. Now, think about that. This is in Galatians. Your liberty that's in Jesus, they want to spy it out and bring you back under law and back under bondage. That's the book of Galatians. So they have to come in and pretend to be faith alone in Jesus alone. They have to come in and pretend to be a believer when they're really not. They worship themselves. A legalist is no different than a Wiccan. They all worship self, think they're God, think they can do it in their own power. When they're nothing, on their deathbed, they run this. All the years that the Wiccans and the legalists on their deathbed, and they're getting ready to meet God, then they get saved. A lot of them get saved. And a lot of them repent, but some of the damage they did, they heaped up a lot of damage, you know. The wood, hay, and stubble is going to burn up. If all they had their whole life is wood, hay, and stubble, it's going to burn up. And the bema, if they do get saved on their deathbed, there's a bema seat. You know, in your gut, what I'm getting ready to say is the truth. You know it's the truth. If somebody has... Now listen to what I'm saying. Just listen. If somebody has rejected the truth their whole life, the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit won't convict them. But on their deathbed, they say, I'm going to get saved. Now think about it. Was it real? Most people who say, I believe, they don't really believe. They don't have anything to say. There's nothing to say. There's no persecute. They're dying. They don't have a choice. Now, some do. Now, the thief on the cross, he said, Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. And he was saved right then. But think about it. The Holy Spirit's tried to convict them. They're dying. Their family comes up and says, you believe Jesus, you know. And they want to get saved. But they're so old in their sins, and their mind is so twisted and convoluted. A lot of them don't even know what they're saying. The Holy Spirit quit convicted. Many years before, the Holy Spirit tried to convict them, and they rejected. So he quit. There goes a point where the Holy Spirit is trying to woo people to get saved, and they've rejected the Holy Spirit so long, they've had a heart just like the Pharaoh. God hardened the Pharaoh's heart. Why? Why would God harden the Pharaoh's heart? Because he rejected him. He rejected God. And God said, okay, I'll do it again. Just like my neighbors, okay? My neighbors, hard-hearted, unsaved, Jerry Springer idiots. I'm sorry if I call somebody, the Bible says call nobody a fool, but they're just insane. So here's what happened, and I told y'all about 3 months ago. I said they're heaping up judgment. The more they persecute me, the more they attack me, the more they mess with me, the more judgment. That one, one straight across, they're gone. The one with the Haitian witches, the cackling witches, cock, 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 cock. Their laugh was just like a witch. You know, they laughed just like a witch. Sounded like a bunch of witches. They're gone. Now, the other one. They were fighting out in the yard with each other. And one of them said, well, I want my $500. I'll beat you. I'll take it out of you. She said threatened to kill her, I think. Can't prove that, but I think that's what she said. I recorded it and I deleted it. And so now that lady don't even... that's the lady's daughter. And she don't even come back over there no more. And the lady just stays inside now because... Think about it. I just was nice. I did my own business. I just put up a fence. Jerry Springer fence is what I call it. And the judgment went the one straight across. I said, Lord, you got to do something. They just don't stop. And the ones diagonal, now they were over there fighting with each other, threatening to hurt each other. Now think about that. If you read Romans 12 and you don't get the whole purpose, look, they're lost. They nothing but flesh creatures. They only know fighting. They only know pride. They don't know what real love is. Love their neighbors or self. They don't know that. They don't understand that. So when you stay in the spirit walk, you set boundaries. It ricochets back. It backfires on them. Because think about it. They're trying to get you to fight with them and respond in the flesh. And when you don't, what happens? They have to divert the attention to somebody else. And then when they do it to a flesh creature, they fight each other. One of the reasons they're trying to get you in on it is to be a scapegoat so they can say blame you and say it's because this person is the reason I did what I did. The human heart is deceitfully wicked. They'll try to pull you into their junk and their mess and their drama so they can use you as a third party to blame for them acting stupid and crazy. You can see it in marriage. I saw it in marriage. I saw it in in-laws. I saw it in bloodline. I saw it in jobs and churches and cultures. I've seen it. They want another person so they can blame that person for their sin or their anger or their bitterness or their unforgiveness. Instead of running to God, they want to blame a third party. But God don't play that game. They're just fooling them. They're gaslighting themselves. They're gaslighting themselves. Now, they all do it. They all work the same. All the narcissists act the same. All the sociopaths, all the psychopaths, all the legalists, all the witches and the Wiccans, this is an archetype. They all have to act the same way. All the witches will say, it's all about love, 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 love. And you say, well, it's love and truth. And they'll say, okay, it's love and truth. But your truth and my truth are different. No, it's God's truth, not my truth. It's God's truth. And you got to rightly divide it. And they get mad at that. Oh, no, they don't like that. Well, if you don't have truth, you don't have love. But it's my truth. No, it's not your truth. You're not the creator. Long story short, they're all, the archetype fits. The Borg archetype. The hive mind. The ants, why do you think it's antennas? It's sending a signal out to the hive. Television, remote viewing. Television is remote viewing. TV program. You're watching a program, but the program is programming you, is what the culture program. And this deep, and so that's the 666, but deeper than that's the Pro G Ram. So the 7 is behind the 666, and they're on top of the checkered board of the cross. And so they don't understand that everything they do in the flesh mind is anti, but they're eating and drinking of the 7. They're living and thinking as a 666 flesh mind, but they're eating and drinking of the 7. It is finished, Golgotha, the letter G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, number 7. And so they don't understand that their flesh mind is still only alive because of what Jesus did at the cross. Jesus went down and rose up. So there's your negative and your positive. There's your yin and your yang right there. Long story short, maybe you have to have an experience, I don't know, to see what I'm saying, but when I saw the Shekinah glory, God showed me all this. I asked him, I said, Lord, it looks like the devil, I see 666 everywhere. It looks like the devil, I know he's not, but what am I missing? And he showed me. He said, it's right in front of, it is right, it is. He didn't say it's right in front of you. He said, it is right in front of you. 6 months later, I said, Lord, I still can't see it. He said it again in an audible voice. It is right in front of you. I stood, and then I said, I was thinking, Lord, I just can't see it. I'm missing it. Shekinah glory showed up 3 seconds, knocked me down for 30 days. Actually, I couldn't hardly function for 10 months. Really, it went on for like 6 years. It was hard. Even now, it's hard to function. These people are crazy around me. They're sitting here thinking about stuff. You know, when you see the other side, everybody's worried about cars and houses and stuff. And you're like, truth is a whole lot more important than your little car that you're driving, a little piece of metal and plastic. People are ridiculous. The flesh mind is stupid. The flesh mind is totally just ridiculous. No wonder when Jesus groaned within himself. Where's your faith? See, you're in the Word. You're sustained by the Word. You're swimming in the Word. You're eating of the Word. Everything around you is the Word. So you're connected to the universe, and everything that you need is right in front of you. What do you mean? What about food? I can eat grass. I can eat tree bark. Everything that you need is right in front of you. What about water? All you do is get up early in the morning. There's going to be moisture on the ground. Take a sock, wipe it, and you got water. Well, I need to cut something. Go down here, get a rock, hit it with another rock, and make you a knife. Everything that you need is right in front of you. Why do you want to go to Mars? It's stupid. It's insanity. It's insane. It's insane. Well, I need shelter. Well, go out in the woods. There's a bunch of tree limbs that fell down. Build you a little A-frame teepee. A little teepee. Lean the wood up against and use some cordage from the vines and tie it together, and you got a teepee. You got a place to live. It's just stupid, people. It's just totally stupid. Going to Mars when you got everything in your backyard that you even need to live. Nebuchadnezzar, he ate grass for 7 years. It might have said 7 seasons. Irregardless, most people say 7 years. 7 seasons is still a long time. That's a year and 9 months, right? Nebuchadnezzar ate grass for 7 years, or at least almost 2 years, but I think it's seven. I think it's 7 years. He went crazy. God took away his, and then when he gave it back everything he understood, then he says, "I'm going to worship the true God." See, he was worshiping himself. You know, he thought he did it. The hive mind. The reason they persecute you is because they're of the flesh mind. And the flesh mind, the spirit mind, is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. Anybody in the flesh mind that looks at you going about your business in peace and joy and happy, they don't understand why you're happy even when you go through trouble. They can't understand your joy that's eternal because they just live on happiness. They got to have fun. They're lost. They're blind. They're animated by the hive. And that's why when you get attacked by one, you usually get attacked by two or three at the same time. If you see one attack you, that means two or three are moving towards you. For real. The hive. This should explain everything that you've... If you're really saved, this should explain why you've been persecuted your whole life and why people tried to mess with you. And you're going to have to put up boundaries. You're going to have to learn to be you and God. It don't matter what anybody else says. It don't matter if the whole world abandons you. It don't matter if your husband or your wife or your kids or your parents abandon you. God has to be first. And if they want to abandon you, praise God. He sets you apart for a reason, you know. But he always gives you some people that are spirit-filled to talk to. All you do is, "Lord, I need somebody to talk to." He'll send a spirit-filled person your way. For real. Seriously. I've talked to people over the years and they've said, "I really don't have anybody around me to talk to about spiritual stuff except you." Whether it was an email or a text or a phone call or whatever. Yeah, that's why I do what I do, because I know what you're dealing with. You're surrounded by shapeshifters. And they really don't care about God and His Word or the truth. All they care about is the world, the flesh, and the prior life. That's all they care about. I pay for this website myself. There's no ads. There's no... The Spreaker has ads, but that's what, $5 every 2 months or something. I pay for this out of my own pocket. Spreaker costs $7 a month, and then the cloud thing and the keeping the websites going, pay out of my own pocket. Why do I do it? Why do I do it? Because I know what the other saints are going through. If you're going through it, believe me, somebody else is going through it. You're not alone. They want to isolate you for a reason. Because they know when you start speaking the truth, the gates of hell get knocked down. When you start to penetrate the gates of hell with some truth and Babylon, the whole world has to shift because you're starting to appear. Heir apparent, when the joint heirs start to speak up, the heir apparent start to appear. And then people get saved and get free, especially the legalism. There's a lot of saved people still under legalism. You're like, what? I don't have to do this. I want to do it. I don't like the abuse over the years, but I'm doing it regardless. It's not about us, it's about God's program. What's His program? Get people saved and build up the body. That's all. Get people saved, build up the body while we're down here. Worship God. Build up the body. That's it. Not about making money. It's not about image or impressing. Even if you build up one person, it's worth it.